Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. That's more like we should have some energy. Hubert's with us this morning, so we got a little more. I've heard some of you actually came here to see Hubert this morning, so that's good. So you've got a nice fan club, Hubert. That's good. That's good. We're going to sing hymn number 720. It's in our red book. Hymn number 720. I'll invite you to stand as we sing. 720. Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks this day. You call us to follow the path of Jesus in word, in deed, in spirit, and in truth. Set us free this day. Set us free from the anxieties and stresses that might carry with us into this space, and set us free for one another to hear your word and to serve. We ask for your blessing upon Hubert this morning as he speaks to us. May his words and deeds sink deep into our hearts and minds. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. Can you do me a favor? I want you to turn to the person next to you and tell them, thanks for showing up today. Tell to the other person next to you, Hubert is grateful for you today. Yesterday I was wondering, is this the message I should talk about. And I had a wonderful discussion with my wonderful friend, Ethan Tony, whom God used to confirm that this was indeed what I was going to talk about. So some of these things will resonate with some of you, some won't, and that's okay. But I hope each one of you find at least one thing you can go back to your classes done with. I want to read a verse from Isaiah 48:17. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what's best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. When I was 13, I became a Christian. When I was 13, I gave my life to Christ, and I was freaking out. I was freaking out because I didn't know what to do. I took my Bible and I thought, how do you do this Christian thing? How do you behave? How do you do things well? And I was confused. I was afraid of making mistakes because I didn't know. And when I found this verse, peace came to my heart. In my junior year of high school, I went to my English professor. I told him, I want to come to see you Wednesday for 20 minutes. And I want to chat in English with you. Because 80% of my time I spoke Kirundi, my native language. 20% I spoke French. 0% I spoke English. So I was like, if at some point I'm dreaming to go to study in the States, I need to learn the language. And I'll go to see him every Wednesday and chat with him. And my professor became whom I call a mentor. The topic of today is mentorship. I like to hear the phrase, if you need help, come see me. I don't like to hear the phrase, if I need help, I will come to see you. We are taught to be kind to others. We are taught to be generous, to help others. But when we need help, we tend to go and hide. We tend to keep it to ourselves. We don't go and reach out to others. We don't go to ask for help because we think we might disturb them. We think they don't have time for us. And therefore, we can't go and ask for help. My favorite Bible teacher ever, and one of, some of you know what I'm talking about, Andy Stanley, of course, says, wise people know what they don't know, and they are not afraid of engaging people know. Wise people understand what they know, they also understand what they don't know. And this place of tension, they are not afraid of engaging people who are wiser than them. They are not afraid of engaging people who can speak wiser things than they can speak. Believe me, it takes humility to go to somebody and say, hey, I don't know, but you know. Can you teach me? Can you help me? I want to ask three questions, and I want us to help us grasp what I'm saying here. The first question is, who is doing what you are aspiring to do one day? 1 year from today, 5 years from today, 10 years from today, who is doing what you want to do one day? My challenge for you is go find them, have lunch with them, pay for lunch, and ask questions. Yeah, learn from them. My second question, who can do in the future what you are doing today? Maybe 1 year from today you won't be here. 2 years from today you won't be here. 5 years, 10 years. And who can be in that position you are into today and do the same things you are doing today? For me, the measure of leadership is not how much you shine, it's how much the person after you shines. And the degree to which the person after you shine depends on how much you have prepared. How much you have invested in them. And believe me, when you invest in people, it's hurtful because they might disappoint you. You can teach them everything and at the end they're like, hey, see you later. But it's worth the investment. My third question. Who is or what's the most powerful voice in your life right now? Who is influencing you the most right now? This might be your mother. This might be your boyfriend, your girlfriend. This might be your roommate. And my next question would be, how are they influencing you? Is it a good or bad influence? If it's a bad one, you gotta disengage. Because you need people who will lift you up. You need people who will speak the best in you. You need people who won't bring you down, but people who see what's in the future for you and call those things forth. You might ask, why in the world do I need a mentor? I'll give you one of the reasons. The word accountability. We live in a society where people will tell you it's none of your business. When you say that to me, I want to slap you in the face. Because what are you saying? It's none of my business. There is a word called community, which means Adam's business is my business. If he's hurt, I'm hurt. If he's happy, I'm happy. So if you are saying it's none of my business, you are being unfair to me. And you are being unfair to the community. Because we are one. We are connected. One of the core values of this college is community. You need somebody to hold you accountable. We want to do our own thing and think nobody cares. No, everybody cares. You need people, yes, who speak the best in you, who will encourage you, lift you up. But at the same time, people won't be afraid to tell you when you are in the wrong. People aren't afraid of pushing you towards the uncomfortable zone. The things you don't want to talk about. The things you hide. The things you don't tell anybody. People who are willing to come to see and say, hey, let's talk about this. Let's face it. And let's fix it. Maybe you are a freshman, you are wondering, I don't know what my major is. I have no idea what organization I should join. I don't know why I'm here. Maybe you are here, you are a senior, and everybody expects you to know everything. Everybody expects you to know what you are doing after college. Everybody expects you to just be this big person. And sometimes you feel like you aren't. Sometimes you feel like you have no clue of what's going on. And I want to say, you don't have to struggle at all. You don't have to ask yourself those questions and limit yourself there. Because everybody is here for you. Everybody wants to process stuff with you. And everybody wants you to find out why you are here, where you are going. And if everybody is willing to support you, you are not alone. I want to acknowledge to people who have been in my life at Gustavus from the very beginning. They have been mentors to me. They have been there when I was excited, when I was down. I want to acknowledge Chaplain Grady Sanders and Professor Richard Leach. He couldn't make it today. But they have been there for me all of my time. I've been here for 1.5 years and I value in my life a lot. I appreciate your presence in my life. Thank you for being great mentors to me. Believe me, this thing, mentorship, it's huge. You can't get around it. If you say you don't have time for it, I will tell you, revise your priorities. Because this is about your future. This is about where you're going. And you need those people who will lift you up. I keep hearing this word, I'm gonna say it. Here we go. The word rejection. Maybe you are here and you feel rejected. Rejected by a loved one, rejected by a parent, a sibling, somebody you trusted, somebody you thought would be there for you, but they are gone. or you can't connect to them. Maybe you feel rejected by God. I've been there. It sucks. Yeah, it's feeling rejected by God is something else. It's you don't feel peace, you don't feel any meaning to life. And one of the phrases I will just never allow you to speak in my presence is, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for that company. I'm not good enough for that guy, that girl. I'm not good enough for field of lens. Why? God's love shouts every morning, I love you. God's love shouts every morning, you are valuable. You are worth it. You are enough. And one day you wake up, you're like, I'm not good enough. No, who told you that? That's a lie. Tell the person next to you, you are enough. Turn to the other person, tell them, you are worth it. People come in our lives and go. People come in our lives, and at some point there is time, there is distance, and you leave. When I left home, I had two sisters and one brother, and I was sad because I had been there for them all the time, and I knew for the next who knows how many years I was going to be away. And they wouldn't have anybody to come to help them with homework. They wouldn't come and hug me. They wouldn't come and have those times. I don't know, it feels good to have somebody who is older, who you can go to. And I realized at some point you leave. At some point you go. But I keep speaking with my sister. She called me a few months ago. She had a tough time, and we talked through it, and she felt better. And I came to understand better the value of mentorship, the value of having those people in your life whom you can go to and say, hey, I'm down. Hey, I can't do this alone. Can you help me with this? God will always be there for you. He will always be there for you. Let me read again this verse. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what's best for you. Do you know what's best for you? Some of us don't. But he teaches you what's best for you, and he's willing to lead you in the way you should go into. He's like, you don't have to struggle alone. I'm here for you to lead you and teach you what's best for you. Five takeaways. One, find a mentor. If you have one, be consistent. I can't emphasize enough the value of consistency. Two, be a mentor. Be a mentor for somebody. Maybe someone here, might be a brother, your sister, but be a mentor for somebody. Don't let somebody struggle and just watch and gossip. No. Go find them and be there for them. Three, you are not alone. You aren't. You are surrounded. Four, you are enough. Don't let anybody tell you that you aren't. You are enough. Five, if you place your trust in Him, God will show you what's best for you. And He will teach you and direct you in the way you should go. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what's best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Let's pray. God, I bless your name this morning. I thank you for your presence in this place. I thank you for your Holy Spirit speaking to us right now. I pray that you give us your tongues, your you send to us the people we need. We need mentors. We need people who show us what's right, where to go. People we can lean on and go up. Lord, give us people to be mentors to, because we have been invested into, we want to invest in others. Help us understand that we are at home. Help us understand that we are enough in you. And help us place our trust in you, because you are worth it. You are our God, our Redeemer. You are the Holy One, the one we want and we need. We bless you in Jesus' name.
I invite you to stand. We're going to sing hymn number 793. We'll sing just the first verse. Again, that's hymn number 793, verse number 1. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.